We are God's choice. He chose to bring us forth. And we have the privilege of praising and worshiping Him. In God's original plan, man never was designed to experience pain, death, life, confusion, destruction. That never was the plan of God. God's plan, anybody in the house? God's plan for man was to live like Him. Only way God could experience pain, lack, and be involved in that, the only way that could touch Him, He had to become a man. So He became a man so we could become a son. Now that you've been redeemed, He brought you into a perfect world. There was nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing out of place. The only time this world got corrupted when Adam allowed an outlaw called Satan into this world. Everything you need, listen to me, everything you needed, it was not designed for you to struggle, sweat, and try to make a way for yourself. You had God's ability on the inside of you. You would speak and it would happen. You would call for it and it would come forth. This earth was designed to give you everything you need, both spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially and socially in every way. There was God's plan. Now, if we would come to Him since we've been redeemed, because He says, what? Let the redeemed one do it, right? If we would come to Him, the redeemed ones of the Lord, as we sit here in this sin-cursed world, we will be in a place where sin will not have the effect on our lives and bringing misery and suffering like it does. Oh yes, we will be tested. We will face trial, but we always triumph. We always overcome. We always come out victorious. We always come out with a shout of praise, shout of victory. But many, many afflictions that operate in our lives should not be. I'm going to say it again. They should not be because mankind have become oblivious or blind to the truth of God's word and security and protection for us. When we should be freely praising God, we are withdrawn many times, holding stuff, holding and tied up in ourselves, rather than giving God the glory and praise that do His name. Hallelujah. When we praise Him, we have discovered that His presence shows up. Hello. And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. And when we learn to praise God daily, we find His presence drives out the evil one. And we experience a place of freedom and liberty, joy and peace. And we find provision. We find direction. We find strength. We find life. We enjoy it to the fullness. We don't we don't go around like those who are outside of Christ, crying, wondering, struggling, trying to figure out what to do, looking to their money, looking to their things, looking to their property to make them whole. But we have found our place of security, our place of peace in Him. So this morning, as we come together, we have an opportunity to give God some praise from our hearts. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything is in place. Hallelujah. And you have, if you never praised God before in your life, if you just praise Him just a little bit, if you praise Him in days past, we're going to give you an opportunity to praise and magnify God. Hallelujah. For He has given you and me everything beautiful. The psalmist said, praise is beautiful to the Lord. It's a common thing. And as we praise Him, sickness is going to leave your body. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Problem that that's been bugging your mind, I want you, some of you need to close your eyes and forget about the person around you and just get lost in the Spirit. But this morning, we're going to praise God. I heard the word say, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord and He what? Heard me and did what? Delivered me from all of my fear. This poor man cried unto the Lord and He did what? Heard me and delivered me. Oh, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boasting in the Lord. Though that a humble will hear what I'm doing, they'll be glad. Oh, and I'm asking you this morning. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. Will you help me this morning? How many going to help me? Ha, ha, ha. Let us exalt His name together. Have He been good to you this past week? Have He been good to you this past year? Did He bring you through trial, testing? Did He bring you through opposition? Did He bring you out of some situation that looked like you wasn't going to make it out? The devil said, you're doomed, you're done, it's over. Did He bring you out?